Moncrief on News Talk.
As you know, TikTok reduces everything to short videos of a few minutes. So has this bite-sized methodology also been extended to one of the great struggles of our age? It's called microfeminism. Dr. Aoife Hopkins-Doyle is an associate professor in social psychology at the University of Surrey. Afternoon, Aoife.
Hi, Sean.
Could you explain what microfeminism is?
Yeah, sure. So it's kind of small everyday changes to behaviour or to language that women are using to kind of centre women's experiences above kind of the default, which is usually men's experiences. So as an example, if you're describing someone and you don't know their gender, a lot of people tend to default to using he or him when describing that person. And instead, microfeminism is advocating that you kind of avoid doing that and instead use she or her, or you use neutral pronouns because obviously you don't actually know the gender of this person.
Well, I suppose increasingly people would use they. Really just to be on the safe side, because that
exactly
covers more of a multitude in that way. They're kind of common sense things, but is it protesting of some sort? Are these kind of small scale protests or just a way of adjusting one's way of being in the world?
Yeah, I guess I think a lot of these things aren't really particularly new. People have been doing them for a long time and they're not exactly radical either. But what they do is highlight the kind of gendered norms that are pretty commonplace in our language and in our behaviour, but they're usually very kind of unconscious for us. I think it's just highlighting something that people are already doing, but kind of in the medium of TikTok, which is obviously has a huge reach, especially amongst young people.
Yeah, some videos on microfeminism have reached millions of people. Though at the same time, one could say, well, there's a worry there. You're doing these small, discreet actions, and maybe if we're trying to bring this to a younger audience, they mightn't be completely aware of the larger context of why you might be doing these things.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. Like, some of these videos have been viewed more than 2 million times. But generally speaking, I think it kind of reflects a larger shift that we're seeing in society and that I've seen in my own research, which is that feminism is becoming kind of more mainstream. Up to between 70 and 80% of people aged 18 to 24 are identifying as feminists now. So it certainly seems to be in the mainstream and it's kind of likely influenced by how accessible these ideas are now because of social media. I think on it being maybe something which is directing attention away from bigger issues, there's not any evidence on that from feminism in particular or from kind of the movement towards gender equality. But there is some research from other types of social movements like the Movement for Environmental Behaviour. And that shows that there's sort of a risk when we focus on kind of doing small actions, such as recycling, for example, that it gives people kind of a moral license or a free pass to disengage from doing the kind of bigger issues, which might have more of an impact on the environment, like switching to public transport instead of using your car. So it could be the case that, these micro feminist actions might distract from the bigger picture issues.
Yeah. But is it being kind of on TikTok, is it being presented to people as this is a start or what's that kind of context?
Yeah, I think a lot of the videos are saying these are just sort of everyday things that people do. But, we can change laws and kind of policies, certainly, but you do need those kind of small cumulative changes in social behaviour that the kind of microfeminism trend is highlighting to change attitudes more broadly over kind of many years, I suppose.
Yeah. And are the videos aimed predominantly at women or everyone?
Yeah, I guess it's mostly women sharing things that they do. But I have seen in many of the comments on these videos, lots of people kind of including men sharing what they've been doing. So one of my kind of favorite examples, I think, is I saw some male teachers saying that when children are sick in their class and they have to call a parent, they decide to call the father first rather than automatically defaulting to disrupting the Mother's Day. So it seems like men are getting involved as well.
Yeah. One would assume men would want to get involved as well. particularly on the, you know, they're your child too kind of front. Aoife, thanks a million for talking with us today. It was Dr. Aoife Hopkins Doyle, Associate Professor in Social Psychology at the University of Surrey.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.